Chapter 1 God's Love Lasts Forever. This is what the love of God means, that we observe His commandments, and yet His commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: Why do you love Jehovah God? Do you love God? You may love Him so much that you have dedicated yourself to Him. You may feel that He is your best friend. But even before you loved Jehovah, He loved you. In the Bible we read, "We love because He first loved us." 1 John 4:19. Think of all the ways Jehovah has shown His love for us. He has given us the earth as a beautiful home and everything else we need to enjoy life. He wants us to have a good relationship with Him, and He has made it possible for us to learn about Him. When we read the Bible, we are listening to Jehovah, and when we pray, He is listening to us. He guides and strengthens us with His powerful Holy Spirit. He even sent His precious Son to earth to free us from sin and death. John 3:16 reads, "For God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone exercising faith in Him might not be destroyed but have everlasting life." Romans 5:8 reads, "But God recommends His own love to us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Paragraph 3. Question: How do we keep a good relationship with Jehovah? Think for a moment about one of your close friends, someone who has been with you through both happy times and sad ones. It takes effort to keep a close friendship like that strong. This is also true of our friendship with Jehovah, the closest friend we could ever have. Our friendship with Him can last forever, so the Bible tells us, "Keep yourselves in God's love." Jude 21. How can we do this? The Bible answers, "This is what the love of God means, that we observe His commandments, and yet His commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5:3. This is what the love of God means. Paragraphs 4 and 5. Question A. What does the love of God mean? Question B. How did your love for Jehovah begin to grow? What does the Bible mean when it says the love of God? This does not refer to God's love for us, but refers to our love for Him. Do you remember when you first began to love Jehovah? Recall how you felt when you first learned that Jehovah wants you to live forever in His new world. You learned about all that He has done to make this possible, and you realized what a precious gift Jehovah gave to us when He sent His own Son to earth. As you learned just how much Jehovah loves you, your heart was moved, and you began to love Him too. 1 John 4:9 and 10 reads, "By this the love of God was revealed in our case, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might gain life through Him. The love is in this respect, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a propitiatory sacrifice for our sins." Paragraph 6. Question: What does loving someone involve? What has your love for God moved you to do? But that feeling of love for God was only the beginning. For example, when we love someone, we do more than just say the words, "I love you." Love causes us to want to do things that will make that person happy. In the same way, your love for Jehovah made you want to live in a way that would please Him. As that love grew, you likely dedicated yourself to Him and got baptized. By doing that, you promised to serve Jehovah forever. Romans 14:7 and 8 reads, "Not one of us, in fact, lives with regard to himself only, and no one dies with regard to himself only. For if we live, we live to Jehovah, and if we die, we die to Jehovah. So both if we live and if we die, we belong to Jehovah. How can you keep that promise? We observe His commandments. Paragraph 7. Question. If we love Jehovah, what will we do? What are some of His commandments? Because we love Jehovah, we observe His commandments. How do we do this? We obey Him. In the Bible, we learn how Jehovah wants us to live. For example, He tells us that it is wrong to get drunk, to steal or lie, to have sex with someone we are not married to, or to worship anyone or anything other than Him. Paragraphs 8 and 9. Question. How do we know what Jehovah wants us to do in situations where there is no specific law in the Bible? Give an example. But to please Jehovah, we need to do more than simply obey His commandments. He has not given us a long list of laws that cover every situation in life, so there will be times when there is no specific law in the Bible to tell us what to do. How can we make good decisions? In the Bible, we find principles which are basic truths that teach us how Jehovah views things. And as we read the Bible, we get to know who Jehovah is as a person. We learn the way He thinks, including what He loves and what He hates. Psalm 97:10 reads, O you who love Jehovah, hate what is bad. He is guarding the lives of His loyal ones. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked.
End note 1. Principles. God's laws are based on His principles. These principles are basic truths that we find in the Bible. They help us to understand how God thinks and feels about matters. Principles help us to make good decisions in life and to do what is right. They are especially helpful in situations that are not specifically covered by God's laws. End of endnote.
For example, how do we decide what to watch on TV or what to look at on the Internet? Jehovah does not tell us exactly what we should do, but the principles He gives us will help us to make good decisions. Much entertainment today is full of violence and sex. In the Bible, Jehovah tells us that He hates anyone who loves violence, and that He will judge sexually immoral people. Psalm 11:5 and Hebrews 13:4. How can these principles help us to make good decisions? Once we know that Jehovah hates something or views it as immoral, we should avoid it. Paragraphs 10 and 11. Question. Why do we obey Jehovah? Why do we obey Jehovah? It is not just to avoid punishment or the problems that come from making bad decisions. No, we obey Jehovah because we love Him. Just as children want to make their father happy, we want to make our Heavenly Father happy. Nothing could be better than knowing that Jehovah is pleased with us.
And note 2. Obedience. Obedience to Jehovah means that we willingly do what He tells us to do. Jehovah wants us to obey Him because we love Him. If we love and trust God, we will follow His advice in all situations. We will obey Him even when it is difficult for us. It is good for us to obey Jehovah because He teaches us how to have a good life now and promises us that we will enjoy many blessings in the future. End of endnote.
We don't obey Jehovah only when it is easy or when we have no other choice, and we don't choose which of His laws and standards to follow and which ones not to follow. Instead, we obey Him completely, like the psalmist who said, I am fond of Your commandments. Yes, I love them. Psalm 119:47. We want to be like Noah, who showed his love for Jehovah by doing everything Jehovah commanded him to do. The Bible says that Noah did just so. Genesis 6:22. Do you want Jehovah to say that about you? Paragraph 12. Question. How can we make Jehovah happy? How does Jehovah feel when we obey Him? We make His heart rejoice. Just think about that. We make the Creator of the universe happy when we obey Him, but He never forces us to do so. Instead, He has given us free will. This means that we have the freedom to choose to do right or wrong. Jehovah wants our love for Him to move us to make good decisions so that we can have the best life possible.
And note 3. Free will. Jehovah has given each person free will, or the ability to make choices. He did not create us to be like robots. We can use our freedom to make good choices. But if we are not careful, we could make unwise decisions. Having free will means that we must personally decide whether we want to be loyal to Jehovah and prove that we really love Him. End of endnote.
His commandments are not burdensome. Paragraphs 13 and 14. Question: How do we know that God's commandments are not too difficult to obey? Illustrate. What if we think that Jehovah's commandments are just too difficult to obey, or that they will take away our freedom? The Bible clearly says, His commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. The Greek word for burdensome means heavy. In other scriptures, this word is used to describe unreasonable rules or people who try to control and hurt others. The New English Translation puts it this way: His commandments do not weigh us down. Jehovah's commandments are not heavy. That is, they are not too difficult for us to obey. He is always reasonable in what He asks of us. For example, imagine you are helping a friend move to a new home. He has packed all his things into boxes. Some are light and easy to carry, but others are so heavy that it takes two people to lift them. Would your friend ask you to pick up a very heavy box all by yourself? Of course not. Why? Because He doesn't want you to get hurt. Like that friend, Jehovah would never ask us to do something that is too difficult. Jehovah understands who we are. He knows how we are formed, remembering that we are dust. Psalm 103:14. Paragraph 15. Question: Why can we be sure that Jehovah's commandments are for our good? Moses told the nation of Israel that Jehovah's commandments were for their lasting good, and that their obedience would help them to keep alive. Deuteronomy 6:24. The same is true today. Anything Jehovah asks us to do will make our lives better. Isaiah 48:17 reads, "This is what Jehovah says, your repurchaser, the Holy One of Israel. I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself, the one guiding you in the way you should walk." Our Father, Jehovah, always knows what is best for us. The Bible tells us, God is love. 1 John 4:8. This means that everything Jehovah says and does is motivated by love. Paragraph 16. Question: How do we know that we can be obedient even though we are imperfect and live in a wicked world? It is not always easy for us to obey God. We live in a wicked world that is ruled by the devil. He tries to influence people to do what is bad. We also have to fight against our own imperfect thoughts and feelings, since they can lead us to disobey God. But our love for Jehovah gives us the strength to do what is right. He sees our efforts to obey Him, and He helps us by giving us His powerful Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit helps us to develop qualities that make it easier for us to obey Him. Paragraphs 17 and 18. Question A: What will we learn in this publication? Question B: What will we discuss in the next chapter? In this publication, We will learn how to live in a way that pleases Jehovah. We will learn how to apply His principles and moral standards in our own lives. Remember that Jehovah never forces us to obey Him. When we choose to be obedient, our life will improve and we will have a wonderful future. Most important, our obedience will show God just how much we love Him.
And note 4. Moral standards. Jehovah sets moral standards, or guidelines for our conduct and actions. In the Bible, we can learn what these standards are and how they can help us to live a good life. These guidelines help us to know what God views as right or wrong. They also help us to know how to be loving, how to make good decisions, and how to be kind to others. Although the world's standards continue to get lower, Jehovah's standards do not change. Following them protects us from much physical and emotional harm. End of endnote.
To help us know what is right and what is wrong, Jehovah has given each of us a conscience. If we train our conscience, it can help us to observe His commandments. So what is our conscience, and how do we train it? Let us see. Bible Principles. 1. God loves you. Keep yourselves in God's love with everlasting life in view. Jude 21. What convinces you that God loves you? John 3:16, 1 John 4:8-10, and Revelation 4:11. Jehovah created everything on earth so that we could enjoy life. After Adam and Eve sinned, God's purpose did not change. He gave His Son as a ransom so that all humans could have the opportunity for everlasting life. Psalm 65:2 and Acts 5:32. To help us in our lives, even now, Jehovah has given us the Bible, His Holy Spirit, and the gift of prayer. When we pray to Him, He is listening to us. 2. Obeying Jehovah always benefits us. I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself. Isaiah 48:17. How will you benefit by obeying Jehovah? Deuteronomy 5:28-33 and 6:24. Jehovah sees our efforts to obey Him. Obedience improves our life now and makes a wonderful future possible for us. 3. You can show Jehovah that you love Him. This is what the love of God means, that we observe His commandments. 1 John 5:3. Is it possible for us to obey God? Deuteronomy 30:11 and Psalm 103:14. Jehovah knows that we are imperfect. He doesn't ask us to do anything that we are not capable of doing. Proverbs 27:11 and Romans 7:21-25. Our love for Jehovah gives us the strength to obey Him even when it's difficult. Proverbs 6:16-19 and Ephesians 5:17. Bible principles teach us God's thoughts. These principles can mold our thinking and deepen our love for Jehovah. They help us know what to do even when the Bible does not specifically tell us.